You are listening to Destiny Pizza.
Today is Tuesday, October 20th, 2015, week 127 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
Let's get some leftover movie news. Indiana Jones 5. So recently, Steven Spielberg was doing an interview with Yahoo Movies, and he says he will make it with Harrison Ford. And I have a quote. Now, I'll probably do an Indy 5 with Harrison, so it'll be 5 for Harrison, 4 for Tom. I've got another one with Tom. That'll be 5 for Tom, 5 for Harrison. And then I think I'm going to leapfrog that way for the rest of my career with Daniel Day-Lewis and everything else. So that Tom is Tom Hanks. This is for they're promoting Bridge of Spies.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was pretty fun, but then people were like, what? Harrison Ford? Mm-hmm. Indiana Jones 5.
Yeah. What is up with that? I don't get it.
What do you mean?
They're going to make another Indiana Jones with Harrison
Ford? I think Steven Spielberg says he wants to.
Huh.
You have a problem with that?
No, but I mean, it's time to reboot it, I feel. I mean, I'd rather them not do one, but they're going to...
Well, we're going to talk about a reboot for a popular franchise a little bit later. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, but I'm saying,
how you feel
like,
about that one.
I don't know. I like Harrison... I just him against... The Soviets didn't do it for me. Like, I liked him against Nazis.
Is that what he did in the last one?
Yeah, they're the Soviet. I don't remember if they were the bad. I remember the first scene, and then he's like hides in the refrigerator and stuff. But then I think I fell asleep or stopped watching or something.
Probably both.
Probably both at the same time. But in the beginning, he was against the Soviets, so it's like, okay,
that's weird. I have no idea. So
yeah.
But yeah, I thought that was a really cool way to announce that he's willing to do it.
Yeah.
Better than him being like, you know what, I think we're done directing.
Yeah, like, I'd rather him say, like, saying what he's saying is better than saying, shut it down. Be like, no, I don't want to do anything, blah, 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 whatever.
That'd be horrible.
Yeah. So keep it alive, even if it may not happen.
Yeah. Mad Max Fury Road 2 news. George Miller was doing an interview with Digital Spy, and he said it will not involve Furiosa. And he said, she's not in the Mad Max sequel story, but in one of the stories there's an interaction between Max and Furiosa. I can't really say more than that because it's still in progress, and Furiosa is Charlize Theron's character.
Yes. She was like, she's the star of the movie.
She's like the main character of Mad Max Fury Road.
Yeah. Makes no sense. She just get her own spinoff, like not even call it Mad Max. Just have a Furiosa movie or something.
That'd be cool.
But, yeah. I mean, I don't know. My opinions are... Everyone loves Mad Max. I don't know. It's okay. It's fine. It's a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Just everyone thinks it's, like, the best movie in the world.
Fury Road, or you think in general, like, Mel Gibson was all right, Mad Max?
I think people think Fury Road is, like...
Yeah, I think it got really... Well, I think because
it did... very high hope.
It did really well. It did much better than people thought it was going to
be. Yeah.
For, like... A return to a franchise after so long.
Yeah. It's so out of left field that you're like...
You're like, holy shit.
Things
like
get
good,
overhyped when
like
they're...
Like a good reboot or revisiting or...
Like, I think even, like, Guardians is probably overhyped for some people because they were like...
They're like, I get it. It's a superhero movie.
Yeah.
It's just like every other movie.
Like, it's hard to tell from our perspective because we saw it right away.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Mad Max, I saw later than everyone
else. See, I still haven't seen Mad Max here.
Yeah, exactly.
I saw the first 5 minutes. I keep seeing the first 5 minutes, and then I fall asleep.
I mean, that's
as soon as they go on that road and they turn left.
Yeah.
And they're like, whoa, she's turning left. I fall asleep. I knock out.
Why? That's before all the action.
I know. That's why I fall asleep.
That's where the rest of the movie becomes the movie. That's where the movie is the movie.
Yeah, so I see, like, the weirdo with the ash, and I see all the water. And I'm like, you know what? I'm tired. Whenever I watch that movie, I get tired.
Yeah. I mean, for all the, like, technical aspects of it, it's cool. For all, like, the practical.
Because there's a lot
of
practical effects and everything.
The fact that, like, nobody makes movies like this is cool. Like, there's so many cool things that if people got to say it's the great, it's great because those are awesome things. I hope people keep making movies
like
this.
Yeah, see, I think that's the thing where people are saying it's great, so more people do stuff like this.
Yeah. I guess, okay, I'm on all board for all of that because, like, I'd rather have that than them try, like, Jupiter Ascending, where it's just, like, all that.
Like, or Green Lantern.
There's so much of that with good properties.
Yeah.
That I'm like, take your risk with stuff like this, where it's like Mad Max. Sure, it's an old property, but it's something nobody's in really in their consciousness.
Yeah.
So, yeah, keep doing the risks. Do the crazy stuff like that.
And this came out through IndieWire. Wes Anderson is doing a stop motion animated movie about dogs, which he famously hates, because in a lot of all his movies, I think dogs die. Weird so ways. So
you think they'll be the bad guys?
I think they're probably going to be a good guys in this one.
Yeah. Hmm. He's going to channel that frustration.
Yeah. Hopefully. And War of the Planet of the Apes news. According to Heroic Hollywood, Steve Zahn joins, and he's going to play a new ape that we have not seen yet. So.
That's cool. That's what I dig about these apes movies. They get like real actors to play these apes.
And like they're doing like real motion capture and stuff.
Yeah. And they're like not like I don't remember them being like really publicized, mm-hmm. like hugely. Like the other Dawn like of Judy the Apes. Greer. Judy Greer. Like I don't even see them doing like interviews like saying they were in it or anything. But they were like big part of the movie was like all the apes.
That's really cool. This is out of Ain't It Cool News for the Roadhouse remake starring Ronda Rousey. That's a lot of ours. Nick Cassavetes is going to direct it. Mm. Director of The Notebook and all these other movies. Mm. I mean, he's not known for The Notebook.
Yeah.
I mean, he did The Notebook, but he's also known for doing like a lot of these type of movies.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's that. Django Lives, a new movie from the Spaghetti Western series, is getting a screenwriter, according to The Hollywood Reporter. And this is the movie that inspired the name for Django Unchained. So this is separated from Django Unchained.
Yeah.
Back in the day, there was a Django series, and they're going to get the original guy who played Django and that who was in Django Unchained. He's going to come back, and they're going to do like a third movie where I guess people thought Django was dead, and he comes back mm-hmm. and beats shit up. And The Mummy, another story coming from The Hollywood Reporter, says it might have a female mummy.
Hmm.
And apparently two scripts exist, and one has a female mummy and the other one has a male mummy.
Weird.
Yeah.
Huh. Look to see where that one goes. And then Rabbids news, those cool video game characters.
Mm-hmm. But... And I think they had a TV show for a little bit.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Okay. They are making a movie with the Robot Chicken Riders.
So like Seth Green in them?
Yeah.
Crazy.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Godzilla vs. Kong has officially been announced by Warner Brothers and Legendary Pictures. It's coming 2020, and that came out of IndieWire. But I think they gave out a press release. I couldn't find the actual press release.
Mm-hmm.
So this is following Kong Skull Island, which comes out March 10th, 2017, and then Godzilla 2, which is coming out June 2nd, 2018. So you can kind of see how it's coming out.
The progression,
yeah. Yeah. And then apparently Rodan, this is the development of a whole monster universe,
mm-hmm.
and Rodan, Mothra, and King Ghidorah are going to appear in this universe as well. So that's, I'm excited for
that's
Mothra
pretty cool.
and King Ghidorah.
That's going to be fun. Because I'm sure it'll be just like Godzilla and Kong will fight, and then they'll team up.
Yeah.
And be like, assuming.
King Ghidorah is coming. We need...
Yeah, it'll just be whatever they do in Batman vs. Superman. We'll just repeat that with monsters.
Furious 8. So Vin Diesel was on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon doing an interview, and he said, Furious 8's going to take place in New York City.
That sounds
like Jimmy Fallon's impersonation of Donald Trump. So I don't know what I was doing there, but yeah, apparently Furious 8 is going to...
I assume it won't be all... Because they travel around the world in like all those movies.
I think this movie is supposed to take place primarily in New York City, though. From what I've read. So,
I wonder if they'll like tailor down the team for...
this movie?
Yeah, if it'll be like just like a Vin Diesel movie or something.
That's what I said they should have done, right? I think I said that a few weeks ago.
Maybe.
That they should have just focused on each driver. Or they should have done
that. We did talk about it. We're like,
see what they were doing.
Get their own movie and stuff. I'm like, yeah. Because that's kind of what it was for a little while.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Besides Paul Walker. Like, Paul Walker.
Oh,
yeah,
he went to Miami.
Yeah, he was the one that was...
Oh, yeah, he was the one. It was all about him. He was really the... Because Vin Diesel's getting all this credit, but it's really... I mean, I guess until you got to this last one.
Do you know what inspired Fast and the Furious?
No idea.
Or the original one?
No.
Was a Vibe magazine article about people street racing Japanese cars and modifying them and stuff.
Really?
Back in like 98 or something, 94 or something?
Yeah.
I think 98. Huh. I was like, huh.
I didn't even know it was a thing.
Street racing?
Yeah. Is it still a thing?
I think so. I know a few people who are street racers.
They use NOS and...
Yeah. Well, I mean, now drifting is bigger.
Oh, okay.
So, but, yeah. Like the whole tuning culture.
Yeah.
And then you asked for it, Michael. You said...
Yes.
No, why don't they just reboot a franchise? But they're not really doing that with this one. Die Hard Year One is happening with the director from Die Hard 4, according to The Hollywood Reporter. The film is set in 1979. Bruce Willis is going to appear, but we don't know in what faculty. And there's going to be flashbacks. So we're going to see how...
John McClane, I'm assuming.
Yeah, younger John McClane. And we're going to see how he became the rough and tumble cop from New York.
See, I like this better than what... Because the last Die Hard was... I didn't even see the whole thing.
With Jay Courtney, who plays his son.
Like, that's how I think I know movies are really terrible, is I always fall asleep and, like, don't figure...
That's
and
like Pirates of the Caribbean 3 for me. Yeah, I fell asleep in that movie so much. Every time I tried to watch that movie, I fell asleep.
That happened to me, too. I've never seen that whole movie.
Yeah, me neither.
Just like, I just wake up, and he's like, oh, he's talking to crabs. And then I wake up, and he's like, oh, why the heck is...
They're turning the boat upside down. And
why is Keith Richards in this? What's going on?
And I fall asleep again. I'm like, holy shit. Bill Nighy is in this movie, and he's...
It's like, whoa. Calypso got giant all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's like, there's weird things that happen.
So, yeah. Film set in 1979. So, I think that's cool.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Doing a lot of these period piece movies. Like, I like the period piece movie.
That's
like,
what I was thinking.
Of, like, a movie that wasn't originally meant to be. Like, it was happened.
It became a period piece.
Over like, time.
Over time.
And now we want to go back to that time.
Yeah.
Which, that's just a cool idea.
Do you think they're kind of shooting like themselves in the leg, though, with this? Because, like, they can only go so far, right? Because I think Die Hard 1 came out in, like, the 80s. So, like, they can only go so
far.
Yeah,
that's the thing. You can't really make a sequel to this one. Like, what? Like, once they meet up with Die Hard, you're like, I don't want it anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could do in between ones, but it's too weird. I feel like it's kind of only one, like a one off.
And the last movie was Die Hard 5. So, this isn't the newest director. Oh, this is the director before that.
Oh, okay. I like that one. With
Kevin Smith was in that one, I think.
Yeah.
Live Free or Die Hard.
That's Justin Long.
Yeah.
I like that one. Where it's like the technology and he's like...
He jumps on a jet and shit. Is that this one?
Yeah, he launches the car into a helicopter.
Yeah.
I think that's the one, yeah. Because they take over the technology and they start messing with the lights and all the power goes down. They go to Kevin Smith's house. I mean, he's not himself, but he's a character.
Yeah. But he looks just like he normally does. Like, he doesn't change how he dresses or anything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you asked for this, Mike.
All right, that's what I want. You're doing it right.
Yeah. No, there's no TV news, but there is video game news.
Yes.
Friday the 13th went live on Kickstarter. I backed it. So I think right now $30 gets you a digital copy for the Xbox One, PS4, or PC, and it will feature 1v7 multiplayer.
Whoa.
So one person gets to be...
That's pretty cool.
Jason Voorhees, and then seven people get to be different people, and you get to kill them all.
That's cool.
Yeah.
On Netflix today, Lego DC Comics, Batman Beleaguered, and Marvel Avengers Assemble Season 2.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I feel like there should have been TV news this week, but I don't think there's... I think since the TV shows are going on, let's see. Oh, wait, I know. Atlanta.
Well, Superhero, we had one, so that's why.
Atlanta, Donald Glover's TV show, got a full series order.
I did hear that.
Quantico, I think, got a full series order.
I think Seth Fresh Rogen. Off the Boat got a full series.
Yeah,
like,
and
season
Eddie
order.
Wong is off the show.
Oh, he's off now.
So he's not going to be the narrator anymore.
Because
I guess they didn't like that he was tweeting all this shit about it.
I don't think they started the season with him. Did they?
I think the first one episode did, but then I guess they're kind of looking for a new person to be that narrator.
Oh, really?
And Rosie O'Donnell says she wants to be the narrator.
What?
And I'm like, that makes
Stop.
No sense.
Stop.
So... Because I guess Eddie Wong was disappointed that it was a sitcom and it wasn't talking about the problems. Because in his book, he talks about all the racial problems that he went through.
Yeah,
and
it's
ABC's
on ABC.
Like, it's a sitcom.
It's on ABC.
Yeah,
that's the thing with the Goldbergs. It was supposed to be like a lot, because he was originally developing it for Fox, mm-hmm. so it was supposed to be a more edgy show, like about his crazy family. But now they're like, they realize, oh, it's a sitcom. Yeah. Like, they just didn't work. Like, I mean, these shows are on ABC, so they got it's kind of it's still Disney-fied in a way.
Yeah.
So that's the problem. But those shows are good, so mm-hmm. I like them the way they are. But yeah, it's not really what those guys want them to be.
I understand that.
I totally get that too. Because he's trying to say, but this is my life. These all these characters are like my family.
This is like my, like it's based on myself. Like, but you're like, oh wait, I sold the rights.
Yeah, you're like, I sold the rights, and also like,
I'm getting paid very
well. The show's popular.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I understand.
Like, it's a bigger deal for Eddie Wong. It should be a bigger deal for him, like, that an Asian sitcom exists.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah.
That it's not tackling, like, racial problems.
But but you just get it from both sides, because you're like, but I want to show what's real also, but then it's a show.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's just different. Like, I mean, he has a book, so we can find out the real in there.
Yeah, but so that means we're definitely not going to read about or see an episode about pink nipples, right?
No, unfortunately. Not going to put that in ABC.
I was hanging out with a friend of the show, Alex, who played Harvey on our Christmas episode.
Yes. Go back to that.
Go back to that. Christmas episode. 10 minutes it's almost long. Christmas time.
It's amazing.
And we were watching Rick and Morty. And he was like, you know, like, we should just do this. And I was like, that's great. Like, Brian says we should do it. He's like, with so much stuff on the podcast, like, I feel like we can just make an animated series.
Yeah.
And I was like,
we should do
it. Now that he's bringing it up, I'm like,
just weird.
I was
stuff.
Like, I think we should just do it.
Yeah.
We should pursue that more. So, yeah. That's it. Come back tomorrow for We Viewed Reviewed. And it's a very special day tomorrow. So, yeah. Come back. Come back. Come back. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.